bringing the stories of people just like us directly into your home and learning more about them. This is Trent Speaks. Welcome back in, everyone, on this Thursday, March 8th. Holy cow, what a week it's been, I tell ya. I traveled all the way back to Michigan this past weekend, and then on the way back encountered a snowstorm. And what usually takes me about 3.5 hours for my wife's took me 7. And that included sitting on the highway and park for 1.5 hours, driving through a terrible snowstorm. So I hope that your week is much better than the way that mine has started off. Though I did come back from a nice vacation, and so really you can't complain there. Though I feel like as you get older, vacations, they're never really long enough anymore, which is somewhat of a disappointment. This week, my guest unfortunately had to back out on me on the last minute. So I can't just cancel a podcast because I gotta give the people what they want. But I wanted to, the weeks that I don't have guests, I wanted to make sure that I'm still giving you content that is applicable. Because throughout the purpose of this podcast, I want to make sure that you are learning other people's stories and taking something away from them. I believe that stories are a way that we can connect with one another. And so I want to still be able to deliver content to you and deliver information to you that you can go back and reflect on or think about yourself and still be able to apply in your own life the way that you wish. So this week, I'm going to talk about something that isn't going to be comfortable for me. It's not going to be comfortable at all because it's never something easy to talk about, and that's being vulnerable. I'm going to share a lot of things this week for you that aren't necessarily always easy for me to share, aren't always easy for me to open up about, but I believe that some of the things that I have to share today can kind of get you to self-reflect and look at things in a new light. Look at vulnerability and the way that we view it or the way that we put ourselves into it in a new way. As I was creating Trent Speaks and working on my motivational talk, my pastor is someone that I have talked to a lot, worked really well with in terms of having him as one of a few key people in reviewing the content and what it is that I want to talk about and what message I want to convey to, as of right now, current college students when I start to give those motivational talks. And one of the biggest things that he told me when I sent him my first draft was that my beginning was just lacking something. And what it was lacking was the vulnerability piece. It was lacking that piece of drawing people in and getting that emotional connection with them. And you might be thinking to yourself, well, why is this always all about Trent? Why is this about Trent's career goals or his talk, his podcast, his motivational speaking? To Trent, it seems all about me, 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 me. And I promise you, that's not the way it's meant to feel at all. But like I said, I believe that vulnerability is something that we need to be more comfortable with. Like I said, this isn't going to be comfortable for me to share, but it's something that we need to get ourselves more accustomed to. You know, as I was driving back on that 7-hour drive last night, I had a lot of thoughts running through my mind and a lot of things that I wanted to say. And one of the thoughts that kept running through my mind was, man, if I could just pull out my podcasting equipment right now, whip this out of my car and just start recording, because there was so much on my mind. And geez, I mean, I had 1.5 hours that I sat on the highway that I could have done so. What got me on this topic of vulnerability for this week is a Facebook friend of mine. She went live on Facebook on Sunday afternoon, and she was talking a lot about something that her pastor had been talking about in her church service that she had went to. And the caption that originally got me to click on her Facebook Live video was something along the lines of using our struggles as fuel. And it really got me thinking, and so I was very intrigued, and that's why I clicked on it. And so as I'm sitting here and listening, I'm thinking to myself, this is all so true. A lot of what we go through, other people are going through as well. We may sometimes feel alone, and whether you're religious or whether you're not religious, it doesn't matter, because whether you feel alone or not, you're never alone. Because there are always other people going through the same things, but we may just not know about them because we're not vulnerable enough to be open or share. We may hide things and mask things and just be more careful about what we're sharing because we don't want others to be concerned about us. We want to make sure that we're putting on a good persona. I do that quite often, or I used to do that quite often. I've been a lot more open lately. Again, still not comfortable for me, but it's me trying to expand my comfort zone and step outside that a little bit. And I'll talk a little bit more about some struggles that I've had previously a little bit later on. But I think that one of the things that just kind of came to my mind on Sunday, and I texted this to myself so I could remember it, this key phrase right here: vulnerability is the strength of our weakness. Take a second and think about that. Vulnerability is the strength of our weakness. Like I said, there are so many things that people go through that you may not realize that they're going through the exact same thing. And it's that vulnerability that really, in the end, us, what we may see as a weakness becomes a strength because there are other people tied to it and there's that support network. A lot of times, my emotions, at least, I don't know what your emotions feel like in terms of vulnerability, but I'm scared. I don't know what others are going to think of me. I just get that pit in my stomach sometimes. My head starts spinning, like all these thoughts are running through my mind of what if, or what are they going to think of me, or I don't want to lose friends over this or that. But you have to remember that true friends will always be there for you. And so really, you have a support network. You have a close circle. Your close circle is those people who have gone through the same things. A few weeks ago, I went to a conference. And at that conference, one of the sessions that I went to, one of the activities that they were doing, the session was called The Mask You Live In. And so the purpose or basis of this activity was that we were all given a sheet of paper and it was a mask. And we were instructed on the front side on this mask, I want you to write all of the I want you to write how you display yourself to other people. So what is it you show yourself? So some of the things that I wrote down, I wrote happy, joy, smile, outgoing, positive, good outlook on life. Essentially, positive things, because that's what I am. I'm a positive person. So that's what my mask read on the front. After we were done writing on the front, we were instructed, okay, flip your pieces of paper over. Now on the back, I want you to write the things that you don't show people, that you hide, that you don't really share with others. I wrote depression, anxiety, fear, worry. I have a previous history with mental health. This is one of those uncomfortable things to talk about. And this is something I've incorporated into my opening for the talk that I would like to give, is that I have a battle with depression, with anxiety. And even a couple of years ago, I had occasional suicidal thoughts. And that was when I knew I needed to seek help and counseling. And it helped tremendously. And I had wished that with the depression and anxiety, as long as they had been going on prior to the suicidal thoughts, I had wished that I had started going sooner after I did start going and talking to who I needed to talk to and getting the help that I actually finally needed. And so sometimes it's just taking that first step of finding your support system. I would talk to a few close friends every now and again and say, you know what, I'm really struggling. And there's a couple of them I can think of off the top of my head that would call me once a week or text me every couple of days. Hey, how are you doing? Hey, just calling to check in. Are you doing okay? And that meant the world to me. They may not have been going through the same mental health battle that I was going through, but even just having that close circle of friends or that support, it meant the world to me. And so you may not even have to be going through the same thing, or maybe you are going through something and you don't think people are going through it. But let me back up a little bit. The mask you live in, that activity, all I could think about was, oh my gosh, I'm writing these things that are super personal and I really don't want to have to share them. Well, after you're done writing on the back page, you crumple up the piece of paper. Some effect there for you. You crumple up the piece of paper and you're tossing it around and everything. And then once you're done with the piece of paper, you open it up. And now I have someone else's paper. Their name's not on it. They're not attached to it. And we start with a challenge by choice of going around the room, and whoever's paper you have, you can share if you'd like to share. Almost all of the ones that were shared were very similar. Depression, anxiety, worry, fear. I may not be good enough for others. And looking around that room, you wouldn't even know that these people are fighting this internal battle. So how can I just assume that no one else is going through what I'm going through when I don't talk to other people about it? When I'm not open about it? Yeah, some of the stuff is going to be very hard to share. And yeah, a lot of it isn't going to be comfortable. And a lot of it is going to be putting a lot of trust into people and knowing that they're not going to share your secrets, knowing that they're going to keep your conversations confidential or private. But I can't tell you how great it was to have such a great support system between counseling and friends. And even though there would be times where I was down in the dumps again and I didn't want to go out and do anything, as scared as I was to reach out to those people and not reaching out to them sometimes, I at least knew that they would always be there for me whenever I needed them. And a couple of my friends would even force me to get out of my apartment so that I wouldn't be sitting and wallowing by myself. And so that's what my battle with mental health, that was my history of mental health battle. And I've come a long way, obviously. But it's just, it's something that, so it doesn't matter what you're going through, whether it is mental health or whether you're going through something personally, maybe you're struggling with a relationship or your marriage or a friendship or religion. It could be a relationship with God, or do I believe in God? Do I not believe in God? It's the struggles that we have that while we may think they separate us, they actually bring us a lot closer than what we think they do. And a lot of that is hiding behind the mask, hiding behind those feelings or those thoughts and not wanting to share them with other people. And so you want to make sure you're breaking down those masks, because really, we all have them. And it's something we all have in common, whether you realize it or not. For example, Leanne and I, for those that are not aware, we have a long-distance marriage. We got married almost 2 years ago now, 2 years in June, and lived together for about a year and a half. And then Leanne went back to school to start a master's program in nursing. And so we lived about 3.5 hours apart. And then I said, you know what? If you're going to move and make a change, then I'm going to make a change as well. So I made a career change and didn't move any closer. Still 3.5 hours away, but also in a different state now. But we struggle all the time. It's for us, our struggle is the distance. Leanne and I have been together for, oh boy, I'm going to get myself in trouble here. 6.5 years, I believe. Oof. Hope she doesn't correct me. No, it's 6.5 years. Okay. 6.5 years we've been together. And while we've had disagreements and we've had our fair share of struggles, distance has probably been one of the largest struggles for us. We really don't argue a lot, or we hadn't argued a lot in our relationship until, I would say starting last July. So I think from March until July, we were pretty okay. But then from July, so once I moved and took over this new job, still the same distance and everything. I think it's just because more time has elapsed, we've argued a lot more. And so, for example, we argued last night, Monday night, about if I was going to drive back here to Stevens Point and try and beat the nasty weather that was coming, even though I had said I was going to stay there for another night so I could spend as much time with her. Or a couple weeks ago, we argued about, oh, well, you said that you were going to come here for St. Patrick's Day weekend. No, you said you were going to come here instead. And a lot of times we'll shut down. We won't talk to each other. And we know it's not healthy and we know it's not good, but it just happens. We just get so worked up that it's easy to cut off the communication when you're mad at each other and just shut down and say, okay, I have homework to do. Or, okay, well, I have to go work on something. And why? I don't know why, but my answer, my guess, is just because that's the easiest thing. It's easier for us to just shut down and to move on and try and talk about it later when we're a little bit more calm and less heated than talking about it right then and there, which I'm not saying that it's not, I'm not saying it's a bad thing to let yourselves cool down, but for us, it's a lot different in how we handle stuff because we don't live together. So at some point, someone's going to have to make a communication, but we don't even communicate daily necessarily. We might text. Sometimes we'll go forever without texting though during the day, but it's not like we can call each other every day. We can't FaceTime each other every day because we're on different schedules. So it's hard. It's not easy at all. And so for us, our biggest struggle right now, in my opinion, is a long distance marriage. And of course, we're probably one of the only couples who gets married and says, all right, happy marriage, let's have a part now. Which we are obviously doing it for our own reasons. I'm trying to further my career professionally. She is trying to further herself professionally as well, not only in education, but career as well. So they're good moves. There's nothing wrong with what we're doing. It just is unfortunate timing and unfortunate circumstances that we're apart while we're doing it. And we know that in the end, it'll all be worth it, but it's just a matter of getting to the end point right now. And so it's just a lot of work on our part of making things work. You might be thinking to yourself, okay, well, what does Trent's struggle in his marriage of it being long distance and trying to make things work, how does that even apply to me? Really, you have to think about the effort that you're going to put into your struggles. If I wouldn't have sought help for my mental health battles a couple of years ago, if I didn't put in effort into our marriage being long distance, and it could be so easy to give up and just say, you know what? I'm done. Like it's distance and I can't do it anymore. Same with the mental health. I could have said, you know what? I don't need help. I don't need counseling. I'm just going to continue to wallow in my depression and anxiety every single day. But where would I be? Who would I be? Those are questions I like to ask myself. And you know what? I don't regret anything. I don't regret seeking help for my mental health battle. I don't regret living apart from my wife right now. Because I'm putting the work into the things that I need to fix or the things that I care about. I'm invested. And that's what you need to be as well with your struggles. So whether you're going through a mental health related battle, or something's wrong in your marriage or a relationship or with a friend, think about how much you value what it is that you're struggling with. And remember that in the end, you're going to get out of it what you put into it. And don't be afraid to talk to other people about it. Like I said, that was the hardest thing for me to do. And it's not easy to share all of this with you either. Because I may not even know you, and you might be listening to this. But you know what? You can get through it. You can do it. I believe in you. You are not alone. Our vulnerability is the strength in our weakness.